any kind of checks on its roadworthiness. They're not supposed to, of course. The common sense says they've got to keep it in a roadworthy condition. But as this recent case has proved, you know, it isn't necessarily the case that people will keep it in a roadworthy condition. And the law, there's no legislation to force people to do so as it stands. And I mean, I've got friends, we've got horses, and I've got friends who've got trailers who leave them in the paddocks and, you know, from one year to the next. And then they might take it out. And for all I know, do they actually go and take them to get them checked over? If the law doesn't force people, they may not do so.
Bearing in mind what happened to Finlay, it's amazing to think that's the case, isn't it?
It's absolutely amazing. I'm absolutely gobsmacked. The more I found out about it, the more I found out about the number of accidents that have happened and a lot of near misses. I mean, even in Derbyshire itself, there've been trailers coming off vehicles on motorways, and on the A50, for example, there was one came off at Hilton, and it was a near miss. Obviously, nobody was actually killed, and there was no accident. It just flew off. But